Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former President Barack Obama hits the campaign trail Wednesday, today, in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania on behalf of Democrat Joe Biden. President Trump rallied his supporters in Pennsylvania Tuesday evening as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Biden passed 35 million with just under 2 weeks to go in the election run. Joe Biden spent Tuesday preparing for Thursday's debate against Trump in Nashville. National opinion polls show former President Vice President Biden holding a wide lead over Republican Trump, although the contest is closer in the swing states that decides elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people here in the U.S., and thrown millions out of work, has taken a toll on his reelection prospects. While the U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans in the United States have been dying at a much higher rate from the coronavirus than white Americans, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report just out that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of whites were about 12% higher than in the same months of the four previous years. But the CDC said deaths of Hispanics in the 2020 time frame were more than 50% higher in recent years, with deaths of Blacks up more than 30% and Asian Americans more than 36%. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives are serious about finding a compromise on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. Pelosi said she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin might resume talks Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed Tuesday to bring any Trump-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid for millions of Americans impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Authorities in Pakistan say a powerful blast ripped through a multi-story building in the southern port city of Karachi on Wednesday, killing at least three people and wounding at least 15 others. Rescuers said some people were still trapped under the rubble and efforts are underway to save them. It was not immediately clear what caused that blast. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the Attorney General of 11 states, on Tuesday brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the internet. The action is considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998, when the Justice Department sued Microsoft for its monopoly of the software market. In a statement, Google Chief Legal Officer Ken Walker called the lawsuit deeply flawed. He also said the lawsuit would do nothing to help consumers, but instead would prop up low-quality search options. Soldiers opened fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital, Lagos, on Tuesday. Reuters reporting witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks now against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, that rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, and even murder. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted, with demonstrators, that is, calling for law enforcement reforms. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.